And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon on Thursday released a video which shows a Russian military jet coming very close to a U.S. military drone, which then crashed over the Black Sea in an incident Washington called unsafe and reckless. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Declassified video released by the Pentagon shows Tuesday's mid-air incident between a U.S. spy drone and a Russian fighter jet in international airspace over the Black Sea. The Russian aircraft can be seen approaching the American Reaper drone, which operators say they then had to crash into the waters of the Black Sea. The Pentagon said the video was edited by the U.S. military for length, but shows events in sequential order.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron has imposed a highly unpopular change to the nation's pension system, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote from Parliament. His risky move is expected to trigger motions of no confidence in Macron's government. The decision was made just before a National Assembly vote that might not have gone his way. Pension changes are key to Macron's second term, but they prompted major strikes and protests across the country since January. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told lawmakers Thursday the U.S. banking system remains sound, even though two regional banks failed in the past week. She told the Senate Finance Committee that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. Yellen said the government took decisive and forceful actions to strengthen public confidence in the U.S. banking system by ensuring that all depositors, including those holding uninsured funds exceeding $250,000, were protected by federal deposit insurance when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank collapsed. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on Thursday $150 million in new humanitarian assistance for Africa's Sahel region, saying it would provide life-saving support to refugees and others impacted by conflict and food insecurity.
We're committed to continuing to invest in the resilience of democracies to a wide range of threats and challenges, from corruption to disinformation.
Making the announcement during a visit to Niger, Blinken said the aid would address needs in Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, and Mauritania. The package also included funding to support Sahelian refugees in Libya and Niger. The ECB has raised interest rates again. That's the European Central Bank. Bank Chief Christine Lagarde says policymakers are watching events on financial markets very closely. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reports.
The European Central Bank is pressing ahead with rate hikes despite the turmoil on global stock markets. On Thursday, it raised its benchmark rate by another half a percentage point to 3%. Only a few days ago, that had been seen as all but certain. But doubts had crept in after the rout in global bank stocks, sparked by the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and worries over the survival of Credit Suisse. ECB Chief Christine Lagarde said stubbornly high inflation meant the bank had to press on with hikes. But she said policymakers were ready to respond if the situation changed.
Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Thousands of people marched through Athens on Thursday as part of a general strike in response to the country's worst ever rail disaster last month. VOA's Diane Roberts.
The general strike in Greece was called in response to a rail disaster last month. Protests across the country have grounded flights, kept ferries to the Greek islands at port, left public hospitals running with emergency staff, halted public transport services, and led to class cancellations at state-run schools. Unions have rallied behind railway workers' associations who've staged rolling walkouts since the head-on train collision in northern Greece February 28th that left 57 people dead and dozens injured. The government, facing parliamentary elections before the summer, says rail services will restart on March 22nd and be restored gradually through April 11th. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A senior Iranian official has visited the United Arab Emirates just days after Tehran agreed to restore diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia in a Chinese brokered deal. He was accompanied by the head of Iran's central bank and other senior officials, and they held talks on Thursday with the UAE president. Last week's Saudi-Iranian agreement raised hopes of a broader rapprochement with Arab Gulf states, which have long viewed Iran with suspicion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.